Zion Weiss has a tshuva in the beginning of Chelik Dalet, which he deals with the question of buying stocks in companies which are involved in things which would be a luckily too problematic. If you have a company which sells deals with Chumas and Pesach, if you have a company which deals with lending money at Ribbis, or those type of situations, are you allowed to buy stock in such companies? See, basically it comes out, as long as you're not buying controlling type of a stock, you're buying a minimal amount, even though officially you have a vote. The reality of what's happening is you're not really buying an ownership, what you're really buying is you're giving a loan to the company, and they're giving you in return some type of a dividend, some type of interest for the loan that you've given them. You're giving them money to use, you're not really an owner in any real practical sense. Right? Obviously, if you're buying a large amount of stock, you know, Eli Rangel buying stocks, so I buy my three stocks, right, is one thing. The guy walks in and he buys a block of 3 million stocks, he gets some type of control over the company. There, he's buying ownership, and then you have a question, he has to be careful that he's buying into something which would be in a way where he's not getting involved in a lot of problems. He's selling Chumas and Pesach. Alternatively, on the other end, I'm coming and I'm transacting with such a company. I'm borrowing from them at Ribbis. I'm taking a mortgage from such a company. So we have a right to assume that the majority of the stock owners are not Jewish, and therefore it's not a problem. I'm not borrowing from, I'm borrowing from a non-Jew. It's not a problem at Ribbis. Let's say I know, however, it is a Jewish corporation. We had this problem in Cleveland. There was the largest bank in the Cleveland area was Ohio Savings Bank. It was owned by Goldberg. It was a privately owned bank by three Jewish brothers. That was it. It was the biggest bank in the whole Northeast Ohio. So they had great rates on mortgages, etc. But the problem was, could you get a mortgage? You could not borrow money from them. Hetziskas, they were very wary of the Hetziskas. We tried it. We were trying with them Hetziskas. They were very wary of it. So is there any Hetzer? There's no Hetzer to borrow from them. When Moshe has a Hetzer, the opposite, when they're the borrower. But if they're the lender, there's no Hetzer. It's owned by these Jews, and they're the lender. There's no Hetzer without a Hetziska. When Moshe was Mechadis, the other end, if you're borrowing, if you're going to be the lender to them. For example, I want to make a bank account with them, an interest-bearing account. So now I'm lending them money, and they're giving me back money with interest. All right, so that, Lachara, is a problem also. How can I put a bank account? So Moshe is Makadish, and the corporation, when a corporation is the borrower, there's no problem. That was a Moshe Kiddush. For the corporation, there is no Shiva. The group is only Shiva in the Chosin. Explain the idea of a corporation very, very briefly. So if I incorporate and I make a company called Eli Rangel Incorporated, and I assign X amount of assets to that corporation, and that corporation borrows money, and there's no money left to pay back, they cannot come to me personally to pay the loan, because the corporation owes the money. I don't owe the company. We've created a fictitious entity called the corporation. Corporation has no more assets. What about Eli Rangel? He's not the corporation. So you have a situation where there's no individual which is mechuyev to pay the loan. Just the assets of the corporation. So it's a shibin mechasim without a shibin aguf. Rav Moshe says a shibin mechasim without a shibin aguf is not the loan the Torah is talking about. Doesn't exist such a metzias in the Torah. It's not called a loan. That's not the loan the Torah is talking about. There's no issue of rivers in that. But again, it's only if the borrower is the corporation. So I want to make account with them. That would be part of Moshe being mutter. Other persons disagree with Moshe and do not rely on that. So that's an issue. But if you have a heter Moshe, it only applies in a case where you're lending to them, not where you're borrowing from them. Normally you're allowed to assume that what you're borrowing from is probably not a Jewish company unless you know otherwise. Okay, have a good one.